Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now joining us is University of Miami head coach Jay Lucas here courtside. And coach, congratulations on this one. They built a little bit of a lead on you, and then you turned this one upside down. What did you think was the big change for you?
We just started to play with more energy and effort and intensity. Mm-hmm. You know, it is our third game in 7 days. So I expected it to kind of hit us. We've been dealing with some injuries and just little things, and we just played like it was the third game in 7 days. And then once we picked it up and got going, we were able to kind of get to where we needed to get to.
Seemed like that pickup in energy started on the defensive end. Is like you were asking or urging, let's get something going on the defensive end.
Yeah. You know, and it was just, like I talked about, it was just the effort.
Yeah.
The intensity wasn't there. And then once we picked it up and we knew they were going to shoot a bunch of threes, and they started out making a bunch of threes, and then we held them to one in the second half. But, you know, to start the game, we weren't engaged where we needed to be. So, you know, we got there, but we weren't engaged.
Coach, the transition offense for you guys, I mean, you're getting out, you're running. I see you right in front of us here. You're waving guys, you know, try to get them up the floor, yep, as quickly as possible. How important is that to your offense? I mean, you got guys that are so athletic.
Yep.
They get up and down the floor. They just put their head down. They can get to the basket.
Exactly. You know, it's a big part of what we do, and playing fast and trying to score in the first 7 seconds. And it leads to us getting fouled, and it leads to us being able to use you know, some of what makes us a good team, our physicality of playing downhill. When you get Sheldon and Drew and Trey and Dante out in front, and Malik can push it and get out in front too, those guys have been working on their finishing and stuff a lot. So it's a big part of what we do.
Coach Jones talked about in his post game that he didn't think you could play your man-to-man, be way too difficult, tried to jam it up on you a little bit and take away the paint, but your paint points were 56-18.
Yeah. Yep, you know, we have to fight for what and who we are. You know, it's part of our standard, part of our identity. And we know, you know, a lot of teams are going to look to play a zone and pack the paint, but we have to execute. And if we execute, we'll be able to do what we do and keep that paint points high.
Also, got an interesting double-double, Trey Donaldson, 15 points, 10 assists. That's,
yeah,
nice. And plus 28 assists on 38 field goals.
Yep, we're doing a good job sharing the ball.
Yeah.
We have been these first couple of games. We got to keep it up. And I was joking with Trey in the back. I told him I think I found his role coming off the bench. I think this might be his best his best role. But, you know, he was a game-time decision. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we got to it. He felt good at the warm-ups. And I was trying to see, you know, how the game was going, to kind of see. And we needed him too much, and he came in and he delivered for us. He brought us some poise and then just got us going and picked our pace up.
You know, Coach, on the passing as well, you would never think this is the third game with all these guys playing together. Those lobs, you know, up at the rim, guys seem to really be on the same page right now. I know it's early on in this process here for you, but guys really seem to be clicking.
Yeah, we are. And, you know, it was hard because of the injuries and stuff. We've been playing really good, and you throw a different lineup out there, it kind of throws off your rhythm. We had been in a good rhythm since Bethune and a couple of practices. And then eventually we worked our way there. We got a couple of days we can take off and get ready for the next one. But that rhythm and that just getting familiar with each other in a game environment has been huge for us.
This the size of your team, I think that – word is starting to spread about Miami and, you know, the size and physicality. Do you think that's only three games in, but it's causing teams to defend you probably in a little bit of a different way? Do you think you're starting to see a little bit of a blueprint of what you might see as the season unfolds, or is it too early?
No, I think so. And we kind of figured this, and we've worked towards this all summer because we felt with the, just the makeup of the team, and I always look at us as how would I stop us or how would I guard us, and I kind of felt like this would be the best way to kind of guard us. And so we've kind of worked through it, and we got some things we can adjust and attack when doing it. But they've done a good job of still just being consistent. Still just doing what we do, as I like to say. I know I keep saying it, but it's just executing the plan. And they've done a good job these first three games.
And you'll go back to sharing the ball for a moment. I always find that when you have a team that shares the ball, there's a lot of harmony on the team.
Yep.
They enjoy that.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is. And it just builds a better connection. It makes everybody fun to play with. You know, when your point guard can get 10 assists in 24 minutes, that's pretty impressive. And then Malik had 10 rebounds, and I've been on him about rebounding. And he finally got on the glass, and he missed a few, but he got out there and got after him and Shelton both. Ernest was another guy who's kind of dealing with some stuff, some just little minor injuries, so he wasn't his normal self, so we got to get him healthy and get him back to form.
And Shelton was about as efficient as can be, 7-for-9.
Yeah. Yep, you know, that's him. He started at the point. You know, the one thing about Shelton is just his versatility and being able to play him at four positions is as a freshman, which is very impressive. And he rebounded and just getting in the paint, playing off 2 feet, making the right reads, being physical and guarding. You know, he's a guy we put on their best player. He's able to do that as well. So he had a good night.
All right, Coach, got to ask you this one. Sunday's the Gators.
Yep.
We call them the Gator around here.
Okay.
The Gator. It might not be Duke and Carolina.
Yep.
But it's the Gator.
Yep.
We don't like the Gator.
Yep.
It doesn't matter the sport. I'm looking at McClinton over there. He's looking at me. It's the Gators.
Yep.
And I know you want to play the Gators.
Yeah. You know, anytime you get the opportunity to play against a defending national champion, yep, and a top five team, you're excited. And I think we're excited. I'm excited to see where we are and how good we are. And how competitive we can be. You know, I just told the guys, just because, you know, it's on the back of their mind, it's already there, so you can't run from it. I told them it's not going to be a basketball game. It's going to be a fight. You know, they're built like us. They're huge. They're big. They enforce their will. If you look at their stats, very similar. They're getting just as many points in the paint as us, about the same amount of threes, same amount of rebounds. So it's whose will, whose standard, but whose culture. And we're still building ours. Theirs is kind of established. But I think our guys, I like my team, so I'll see where we are.
It's in Jacksonville, but this is great that Miami and Florida are playing.
Yep.
Because, well, we love playing against Florida.
No, it is, you know? And it was one of the first things I did when I got the job.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, we're supposed to sign a multi-year deal. Right now it's just this one thing, but, you know, it's something I want to do every year. I think it's important for the state. I think it's important for us. I think it's important for them. Play another high-caliber rivalry in the state. Why not?
Yep, no question. All right, Coach, thank you very much. I'll see you in Jacksonville, yeah, on Sunday.
I'll see you
I'll be there.
There
Sunday morning.
All right, all right, I'll see you there.
All right, that's University of Miami head coach Jay Lucas.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.